Good morning, listeners, and welcome to another episode of the Chit Chat Podcast. Today, we're going to be discussing are all boys / girls schools beneficial for education?
Hey, why'd you put boys first?
Because I'm just reading what it
says. Would you say,
I'm just reading what it says.
Are single sex girls / boys?
Are single sex schools beneficial for education?
I mean, B comes first before G, like alphabetically. I wasn't like promoting the patriarchal society for your information.
Sure.
If you have a problem, take it up with the alphabet. The alphabet is wired that way. Guys, how do you make everything a feminist issue? Like, how?
You said you were reading it off.
You know,
I'm just reading what it says.
It doesn't say that. It says girls / boys, not boys /
girls. Oh,
it says single sex schools.
Oh my god, we get the idea.
Yes, that we're not sexist. Let's go.
Damn. So okay, women, girls / boys, what does that mean? I'm anti-sexist?
No,
I'm
it just like means feminist? It was just written that way and you purposely switched it around while talking.
Yeah,
I wrote it somewhere else differently. I literally wrote it somewhere else.
Yeah, right, dude, you don't prep for this.
Oh my god, guys. This is literally, you know what positive feminism is? We learned about this. Positive feminism is being feminist wherever you see fit, even though it is not an opportunity.
Positive feminism is attacking that wherever you can. Let's go. Okay.
It's like, if I go on a date, right? And then I like offer the group, I'm like, hey, I can pay. And then whoever I'm on a date with sees that as like, oh, he's promoting the patriarchy. That's like positive feminism. When it's just the guys offering to pay. That's literally what you guys are doing right
now.
We're
going back to our double standards podcast. And we went past that, okay?
We couldn't even do a double standards podcast.
We recorded it
3 times. Oh my god.
Next one. Are single sex schools beneficial for education? So grab your coffee and let's chit chat.
Okay, so I'm just going to start. In traditional Islamic cultures, males and females are separated in the public sphere because of the recognition of the biological phenomenon of a mutual male-female attention, attraction, ability, and disability. So visually, the female is a massive distraction to the male and doing his job well in a focused manner. So for employers, this could translate to a decrease in productivity, especially for the middle school, high school, and college environments, which would demotivate and disregard the international scope, being, and atmosphere.
Okay, I highly find that a not nice statement. But
if you have
biologically identified as boys and girls, but then what about those who like identify themselves as other gender, you know, like,
can I say something? I don't want to. Okay, look, the Chit Chat podcast is like a safe space, right? And in EDF training during my internship, right, we learned that if you ask open-ended questions, you're more likely to get a safe answer. So that's like saying to someone during Ramadan, just like, yo, why aren't you eating? Like, that's like a bit offensive. So instead of asking that, you can ask, yo, so can you tell me a bit more about Ramadan? I'm going to ask you an open-ended question in terms of like, how does
that work?
What's your
point? How did this come up here?
Like, no, I'm asking the question, like, how does that work? Like, how does someone, I can't even say, I don't know if I'm going to offend someone, but
you don't
I'm
understand
not
the LGBTQ.
No. I do understand.
What do you mean? What do you understand?
Guys, let me say my question. It's such a difficult question to say.
We have identified that Vedant is both sexist and homophobic.
Oh my god, guys. Guys.
Okay,
no, Vedant, yes.
No.
Okay, first of all, biological, I'm pretty sure there's only two genders. There's a male gender and a female gender. But
okay, so
there's a lot
not
of
understand.
No, genders. Gender and sexuality is two different things, right? So if we're segregating,
but there's some people who don't even see themselves like as gender.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. So how does that work? Like you're biologically a human being when he is or she is born. It can only be a he or a she. Like during the first stage of birth, you either have 23
some
or 24
people don't.
Right, unless you have retardation.
But some people don't identify with the gender that they're born with.
And some people are born with.
I feel like that's a sexuality thing then, because how do you segregate? like, should you have a male school, female school, and like something else school? Because like,
you that's know what we're saying. The problem is like, it doesn't. It's not suitable like for those people. Like, it would make like, it might make them feel uncomfortable, or like the school might not actually let them go to the school that they prefer, like the according to the gender that they identify as. And that's like a huge problem.
And Vedant, yeah, to contradict your statement that saying that babies are born either he or she, there's hermaphrodite.
Oh yes, we talked about this with hermaphrodite.
They're born with both female and male sex organs. So it's not always, you know, one or the other.
What? How does that work? Isn't there like not enough
realism? It's a medical condition.
Even then, it's like, I feel like, you know how a lot of the schools that are.
Can finish your point? I have another point to ask Anna.
Yeah, they're all religious. So I feel like they're all very conservative religions. Not religions, like religious. Okay, I'm screwing this up. But like, I feel like in that case, I feel like even if someone did identify as someone else, another gender, then they probably wouldn't get admission into the school.
That's valid. But I am going to bring up a much bigger question that has just come to light. If you are a hermaphrodite, which bathroom do you go to? So do you go to the male bathroom or the female bathroom?
The old men's bathroom.
Handicap.
I always, you know, I always go to that one. It's so spacious and nice and clean.
Wait, no, old men's, there. What the hell is the old men's bathroom?
Yeah, wait, the handicap one.
Oh, handicap. Say handicap. Old men's bathroom.
Yeah, handicap.
Dude, Anna, if I was an old lady, I would be very mad if like an annoying teenager was like using the handicap bathroom because she thought she was too good for the normal one.
No, but no one entered, like literally half the time, no one's ever even like around that area or even waiting, nothing. So I just go and it's so clean and nice.
Yeah, like if I'm in a college dorm, I'm going to use the old man's bathroom. I'm not going to share anything. But I think we're deviating from the point in that it's like the same question. And I watched the South Park episode about it, right? There's a very funny character on South Park called Eric Cartman. And it's the same thing. We're talking about gender issues, like sex issues, how that plays into education. So I'm not getting sidetracked before some of you interrupt me. And in the episode, he was a male, and no one would let him like use the bathroom in peace during break time. It was really funny. Like, he wanted to take a shit, but like all his friends wouldn't let him and things like that. And they would like go in. it's like a cartoon, relax. So what he did is he went to the school principal and he said, I identify as female. And then he started using the female bathroom, which is like notoriously cleaner and things like that. And his friends wouldn't like annoy him. But then all the females got mad and they're like, why is he using our bathroom? And then he did this entire role like, oh my God, you're attacking me, I don't feel safe, and things like that, right? And then the school was basically forced to give him his own personal bathroom. And
wait, dude, I don't understand how you're going on a tangent about bathrooms.
Because if you replace bathroom with school, it makes sense. This is what I said, don't
interrupt. You're saying they're going to build a school for each kid there is?
I'm just saying, like, what if I identify as neither male nor female? Like, what, do I just not go to education? Like,
no, so what, you want them to build you a separate school? Is that what you're saying?
I don't feel safe in any school. Then what? Do I not deserve
an education? I'm confused. Are you
get homeschooled, dude?
But I don't want to get homeschooled.
I'm confused on what your point is. Like, do you not think that, like...
No, I don't have a point. Well. I just have like a problem. Canceling you. Like, are you going to cancel me? No,
I'm just saying, no, like, link your bathroom to a school.
That's what I'm saying. What if someone doesn't feel safe in an all-male school or an all-female school?
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
That's the point
I was coming to. You guys interrupt me and then you lose momentum.
No, but you were going against us, though. Like, you were, like, going...
Why? Yeah, you're against you guys? I'm just saying...
You were going against LGBTQ. Point, that's what confused me.
Sorry, I'm not
experienced. Guys, okay. Are you so, homophobic? Now that we...
No. I'm
besides this point, I would say that you get a lot more exposure in a school where it's mixed because, yeah, you're exposed to different genders and, like, it just prepares you better for...
Different genders. That's what I mean. Like, you're exposed to different genders or the other gender? Like, I'm so confused.
Different gender.
It doesn't matter because if it's a sex school, you're exposed to only one, right?
Yeah, but, like...
But in a normal school...
You're exposed to two.
No, I don't know. In our school as well, we're exposed to more than two genders.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. That's cool. That's cool. I didn't know that. So where do they go to the bathroom?
I have no idea.
Okay. Understandable.
Wait, so do you guys think it's good for education?
Yeah, I think it's good. And I think that girls and guys should have control over themselves and take their education seriously enough not to get distracted by either one's bodies.
Can I make the argument, like, thinking about that, right? Like, can I make, I don't know if I should say this.
Are you going to say it's like a biological thing you can't
control? No. This is, okay, guys, don't laugh. But in primary school, right? I used to really like this girl. And, like, it actually kind of motivated me to go to school. Maybe that could help.
Please tell us who.
See, I'm just saying, like, it makes kids want to go to school.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. What? No. Okay, having a crush sometimes actually does make you more excited to, like, go to
school. Yeah, it's like motivational, right? And, like,
but how does that help with your education?
Yeah,
it motivates you to go to school.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean, like, what you do in school.
I would argue. I have a friend who may or may not be on this podcast right now, but it harms your education.
Okay, cut out the part that says may or may not be on this podcast.
Yes.
And Ashika, please bet with me what you're about to say, because I might be very embarrassed.
No, I'm just going to say it harmed the education more than helped.
What?
What the hell did you just say?
I'm just going to say, I'm going to be vague.
Okay, restart that phrase and cut out the last bit.
Wait, how did I start? Okay, yeah. I will say, though, I have a friend who had the opposite experience, so it did harm her education more than help it, having a crush in school.
Also, like, I mean, yeah, that sucks. But, I mean, I'm not trying to, like, make an argument. I'm just, like, speaking personal experience, right?
I don't know, dude. Everyone has a different...
And also, it's, like, it's an important skill in life. Like, look at me. I can interact with three different women.
No,
right?
I agree with that.
Like, efficiently. I don't think someone who's, like, grown up in the only same sex school wouldn't be able to interact with you guys as efficiently as I am.
I feel like at the same time, though, it's not like they're deprived of any connection to the other genders, you know? It's like...
And also, they could have, like, sexual attraction to the same gender. We're forgetting that bit just because...
That's true. But you have to, like, realize, like, in adulthood, it's never going to be like only with this, you're only with that. You have it's always going to be like a mix of different people. So I think having single sex schools kind of restricts you for your future in a way, because it doesn't prepare you in the same way that a mixed school would.
And to add on to, like, Anna's point and completely, like, destroy it, you mentioned how, like, you can be attracted to the same gender school. You're not, like, taking your guy and putting him in a girls-only school. It's going to be a mix of guys and girls and, like, the other genders that you mentioned. So whatever you're attracted to, it's going to be there. Like, you'll still have opportunities to, you know, do what you want to do. And I agree with Emily. It's, like, a very important skill in life. Like, kids have to learn to mature with the opposite gender. If they're segregated, they won't be able to grow up from, like, oh, he's got cooties and things like that. And, like, I don't like to say this because I don't like that it's true, but it's true that we live in a patriarchal society, right? If you separate the gap between females and males, like, that's not helping anyone, is it?
I feel like the mingling the both actually creates, like, it helps males. Like, since you said, yeah, we are in a patriarchal society, it helps males to actually understand females better and form relationships and actually break down that, because they know, like, do you understand what I'm getting at? So they're more, like, they understand it more and they understand what the kind of struggles that females can go through sometimes. Yeah, so, and it,
like,
helped them.
You get used to, like, the female drama and everything, yeah.
Guys, I wonder your thoughts on this.
Female drama?
Yeah, like, you know how you guys are dramatic, right?
They keep making it unfunny joke.
Yeah, like female drama. Like, I'm fine.
That's what you think I mean by female struggles.
Yeah, like, I'm fine when she's not fine. You know, like, I feel like it's important that girls get, like, guys get used to that. I feel like it's important guys get used to
having your period and having to function in school while you're in.
That's my point. You stole my point. You stole my point.
No, you just.
Where are we going at?
Guys, I need your opinion on this. Listen. Some same-sex schools train their teachers in gender-specific teaching. So, for example, in an all-male school, they might do something like, if it's a class discussion on Hamlet, they might involve studying the complicated formation of a young man's identity. But in a female school, in an all-female school, they might read books with strong heroines, such as,
heroine.
I don't know this girl. Heroine. How do you say that word?
Heroine.
I'm just
taking. Okay, now that just sounds like heroin.
Because it is. What's your point?
My point is that do you think that not discriminating, but like separating education in this way, where it's more tailored to that gender, maybe they'll feel more empowered or something. Do you think that's actually good or bad?
I don't mind. I'm okay with anything.
I think like the ability to adapt to both to like different genders is good. Like it's good to know both, I guess, but I think they also need to be prepared to like teach both, you know, like unless it's like, for example, you know, there's PSHE lessons where we like separate and stuff, but like something like English, like Hamlet, like I don't think it's necessary to teach specifically for like one gender compared to the other. Like, I don't know, I just don't feel like that's completely necessary.
Because I also feel like, suppose like the strong female leads were taught more dramatically to in an all-girls school, I feel like the guys would then be missing out on that as well, you know, and vice versa.
Yeah,
yeah.
It just seems unnecessary, right? Like, why would you separate? Why would you separate them to learn about like the same thing? Kind of like, it just seems unnecessary.
Yeah, but that's only what some schools do, not all of them.
But yeah, I mean, you can always like for specific things like PSHE and stuff, right? You can always like separate girls and guys.
Yeah, those are probably more important to separate because it's like it's different, you know, like our reproductive system, for example, it's like different compared to a girl's one is compared to like is different to a boy's one, you know, like it's like a different conversation.
Okay, then can I ask, like, well, the person you mentioned, like you guys said there's not more than two genders in our school. Where would those people go? Would they go with the girls or the guys?
You're still stuck there.
Hopefully it's according to what they identify as, but I think some schools have an issue with like identifying that, like or one, like some students
then, don't feel okay, comfortable then sharing
that information with school.
I understand, but then this is the part I'm confused at. Let's say you're born as a girl, but you identify as a guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Should you be able to learn about the male reproductive system, even though you have a female one?
We learn about each other's reproductive systems anyways.
You ask a guy, like, I'm pretty sure guys don't even know, like, 10%. They know periods exist, but that's about it.
Yeah, well, if you pay attention,
that's on you.
It is taught. It's just like it's up to you to pay attention.
It's not up to me to pay attention. You're calling me lazy. Obviously, I know because
I meant you plural. So in general,
Okay, let's wrap it up, guys. So what did we learn today?
We learned that.
And she could have said, confirmed. 100%. I'm calling the police.
After Vedant's this sexist. 100%.
Guys, that's not funny. That is literally not Vedant funny. I thought you guys are bigger than this, making sexist, homophobic jokes. It's like the 21st
I'm
century.
I'm not making a joke. Dude,
this is literally not
joke,
even funny. So you're telling me I'm sexist. I am not. I'm telling you. How can I prove to you that I'm not sexist? If I was sexist, why would I be doing a podcast with you three? Why would I be doing a podcast with you three if I wasn't sexist? Guys, no one loves girls more than me.
You can have a wife and be sexist.
Have I mistreated you, Anna? Have I mistreated you? Due to your gender, not due to you being late. Don't like put that on me. Due to your gender. And your gender alone. I uplift you guys so much. And I feel like that's underappreciated. And you're making sexist jokes with me. Guys, this could ruin my university application. Jokes. What if one of my university admission counselors opens this episode and they're like, oh, this guy's sexist, homophobic. And because of you guys, now I can't go to college because of some unfunny jokes.
You really jump to conclusions like, okay, cut it out if you want.
No. I just want them to retract their joke. Tell them that you were joking.
Honestly, I wouldn't joke about that.
I wouldn't joke about it.
So you think I'm homophobic?
Your jokes made you come across as that.
Yeah, but it was jokes. We know it's a joke. So.
So why were you?
Congratulations, you're not sexist.
Thank you. I didn't hear her apology, but I'll take it anyway because I know that's the best I'm gonna get.
Well, we deserve an apology too.
For what? Sorry that you made a bad joke. what do you want me to apologize about?
A rude joke.
Hey, guys, I think we're spending too much time together. We're all fighting like a married couple.
Right now, Anna, I want to hear from your mouth. Dear NYU admissions officer, I'm sorry I made a bad joke.
What? No, I was asking you to apologize for your joke.
For what? I told you guys I did this training during my internship and then tried to ask an open question as much as possible so I wouldn't offend anyone because I want to learn. I want to learn. I thought before I entered this podcast that you had two genders, guys and girls, but now I know you can have more than one gender. And like, I'm sorry for learning. Isn't that what we're
okay. Learning? No. I agree with that.
Just because I wanted to learn, I guess I'm sexist.
No. Okay, I agree. We all need to educate ourselves,
dear admissions officer, you
took the initiative to learn more, and yeah, okay. So, dear NYU admissions officer, Vedant is a very inquisitive, young man, and I think you should accept him.
I didn't ask for a letter of recommendation. I just asked you to take your joke back.
Thank you guys for listening. And Anna, do you want to wrap it up?
Yeah, thanks. We'll see you in our next chit chat.